everyone, and welcome to the International Child Mentoring Fortress. This is a new time. This is a new time here. This is a new show. This is a new ever. It's new. It's new to the platform of Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to spend some time today to tell you why you should come aboard, why you should come and listen, why am I even out there, what am I about. If anybody is listening, please call in at, you can call in at to participate and ask questions, 845-241-9946. The number to call in to the International Child Mentoring Fortress is 845-241-9946. Again, that number is 845-241-9946. We are new. I'm starting very slowly. I'm trying to gain people's attention. This episode is in dreams. I put it in dreams. So I have all the time in the world. Jesus is not coming back again, and so we're just going to experiment here on Blog Talk Radio in the International Child Mentoring Fortress to find out different ways how we can reach people. Young as well as old. I'm being approached now. I'm being approached now on older people wanting to know about confidence, and that is one thing that I was talking to the youth about. I was talking to the youth about confidence. So again, we are here, Apostle Antonia, on Blog Talk Radio in the International Fortress. We are a brand new show here on Blog Talk Radio, and we are just going to spend the time here and try to gain people's attention. We're trying to gain people's attention. I do have another show in the Christian category, but here in the International Fortress, we're going to start with dreams. And why did I start with dreams? Because we all do have dreams, don't we? We all have dreams. We do have dreams, don't we? And sometimes, we don't know how to approach our dreams. We have dreams. We have dreams, and sometimes we don't understand them, don't we? Sometimes, you have something one night, and then doesn't that affect your day? Doesn't it affect all that you do? And so, again, I'm just going to sit here and talk, and we're going to see who we can reach. I'm in no hurry. I'm in no hurry. I am on Facebook. You can check me out on Facebook. I am trying to break in to... I'm trying to break into what shall we say here? We're breaking into a different time zone here. I feel like we're in a different time zone. So much has been happening, right? So much has been happening. Do you ever feel like that? That's why you feel like you're inside your own dream. There's so much that's been happening, and you don't realize what's going on. You know, you don't really realize what's going on. Something's going on. And that's how I feel. So this is what we're doing. We're starting rock solid, bottom solid, rock bottom solid. What does that mean? We're going, if you know how when somebody bottoms out, when they're healing from some addictions, they just bottom out, right? They just bottom right on out. They just bottom out, and they have to bottom out to go what? To go forward. They have to bottom out to go forward. You have to bottom out to go forward. Sometimes when you see a dream, sometimes when you have dreams, that's what happens. You have to rid yourself of yourself. You have to rid yourself of yourself. So you know, your perspective is out of the way. We have to get our perspective out of the way. It's only when we can get our perspective out of the way that we can see a different perspective. If you don't understand what a perspective is, it's how you perceive life. It's how you perceive your life. It's how you perceive what's going on, in your own, and sometimes it's your own biased ways, right? It's in your own biasness. Sometimes we don't really realize we see in biasness. Again, if anybody's just joining me, we are just talking here. We are starting rock bottom here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress on Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to see how we can gain listeners. Again, I have no, I am not in no hurry. So we are just going to come on here and spend some time here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just going to talk and see who will come and participate. Again, this is this sounds crazy. It might sound crazy, but you know what? Sometimes when we're studying God, God doesn't make sense to our mortality. When our mortal person, our humanness, God doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't sound right when we're, when we're looking into the Bible, we're saying, oh, there should be more to the Bible. Well, should there be more to the Bible? Or, again, you're perceiving it wrong. You're perceiving it wrong. So, again, we're going to spend some time here in the category of dreams, and we're going to try to capture some people's attention. People are having dreams out there. They are very much alive. Dreams are alive in you people out there that are listening. And you need to realize, how will you perceive them? Perceive them from the world point of view, or will you perceive them from a different point of view? Here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, we deal with divine wisdom. Again, I'm trying to capture the listeners' hearts. I don't care what the world says. I'm not for the world. I am for the kingdom of God. I am trying to, so I practice divine wisdom, and this is what we're teaching here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, divine wisdom. Sometimes you need to get into divine wisdom. Divine wisdom, and this is reality. Reality is the divine wisdom. So, again, we're going radical here. We're going rogue in the International Child Mentoring Fortress right here on Blog Talk Radio with Aunt Tonia. And so please join me. My number to join me is 845-241-9946. Come and join me here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to not make sense for a while. We are trying to capture people's attention, so I'm just going to be talking here. We're going to be talking until we can capture some hearts of some people. Remember, God, what did Jesus do? Jesus didn't even talk. Remember, he had a presence about himself. He had a presence. When Jesus entered into the crowd of people, they knew that he was something. And this is what I want to capture here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, to who will listen, young or old. Remember, spirituality is not for young. It's really for a lifetime. Really, we're supposed to capture it while we're young so we can grow into it for a lifetime. Jesus Christ, remember, the word does say that Jesus grew in grace, in spirit and grace. And this is what, again, here that we stand for in the International Child Mentoring Fortress right here on Blog Talk Radio. We stand for spiritual growth, growing in spiritual growth in grace, gaining the divine wisdom, having a fear in the higher power, the creator, the maker of heaven and earth. Sometimes we have to get his perspective. We have to get his vision. Again, we're here on Blog Talk Radio in the International Fortress, talking, trying to grasp people's hearts. And today I'm in the category of dreams. Why am I in the category of dreams? Because some of you are having dreams, and some of you are having radical dreams. What do they mean? When you perceive them accordingly to a divine wisdom, you will find reality. You will find reality and what is the truth. You will find the truth. You cannot, I always say that the world doesn't have the right perspective of life, of good living, of healthy living. The world sees in fragmentations. The world sees illusions. The world is in part. That's why we have to gain a divine wisdom. In divine wisdom, you will see reality. You will see the big picture, a big picture. You'll see wholeness. You won't see in part. Well, you will see in parts, but you will see a firm foundation. When you see in divine wisdom, you will see a firm foundation. Unlike when you see in the world, you will see no foundation. Again, we're here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, talking, trying to grasp people's hearts to listen to to some divine wisdom to decipher how you're living your life. You're seeing some dreams, and you know you have dreams. Why do you have dreams? Because the higher power, divine, the divine is trying to talk to you. If we go into the book of Hebrews, the beginning part of Hebrews makes it quite clear that God speaks to his people. God speaks to his people. We don't have to go to another person to hear what God is speaking to our lives. We have the capability. We are vessels. Why are you created special? Because you are a special vessel of Christ Jesus. You are a special vessel to carry what he carried when he was here on earth. What did he carry? He carried a treasure. The treasures from heaven was inside him. That's what we here on earth, God's creation, we carry the treasures from heaven here on earth. We are a vessel to carry something from heaven here on earth. That is why we need to tap into divine wisdom. We need divine wisdom. A little bit about myself before I close. I'm going to try to come on here as often as I can. Please, if you have any questions, any concerns, you can call in at 845-241-9946 about a question on divine wisdom, about something you are encountering. Remember, it's divine wisdom that we need to understand it. The best that we can understand it in our humanness. Divine wisdom, first of all, is first comes by what? A fear of God. We have to have some respect. Respect for God. I believe that in the world today, there's not enough respect for God, and this troubles my heart. And so this is the perfect time that God put me on Blog Talk Radio, on the International Fortress, to come alive, to bring the International Fortress alive, to speak out for the kingdom of God, to tell you that you are, see, God is our fortress. Jesus is our fortress. When we can comprehend some divine principles, we will build a firm foundation. Our foundations become firm. A lot of young people are having struggles and troubles in their life because they God is trying to break into them. As I said, you are created to be very special in the world. You are created to be a special vessel in the world, that you do carry some divine inside of you. Most of you don't know that you have divine inside of you. And so you push it away, you regress it, and you suppress it, and you can't do that because sooner or later it's going to want to pop out. And if it doesn't pop out the right way, then, you know, there's going to be a mass of confusion and in your life, and you'll cause in other people's lives. And so I'm here to try to speak out for the truth that some of you are being penetrated by the divine. You are being penetrated by the divine. God is penetrating your heart with the Holy Spirit. He's trying to draw you into his Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's a guide. He's the mentor. He's the one that holds us our understanding. He's the one that helps us understand the divine wisdom. And a lot of you are encountering that now, but you're regressing it, and you're feeling very heavy. You're feeling there's got to be more to my life. You're feeling like, why should I read the Bible? There's nothing in there for me. A lot of mixed emotions are coming out, and again, they're not healthy. And so when you are not feeling healthy, if you're not, you know, acting in a healthy way, then you're not promoting any kind of health in your life. You know, you're not promoting anything good for you to take into into the future. Let's say that's what you're doing. You're going into the future. If you don't straighten things out, you cannot go into the future, your future, in a positive, prosperous way. You cannot go into prosperity. Remember, we all have prosperity inside of us. We are a special vessel. We were created special. We have prosperity inside of us. We have everything we need inside of us, but we have to learn how to perceive it. We need to learn how to perceive it in a divine manner. And what does that mean? We have to perceive life in a divine manner, because this is where our satisfaction comes from. This is where our happiness comes from. This is where our joy comes from. Hallelujah. again, I'm coming to you in the category of dreams. I have to. I'm You know what? I'm going through. God's putting me through a test here right now. He's putting me through some surveys here. He's letting me test the waters out in all these different categories to see how I'm going to capture people's hearts. I thought that when he led me to the category of dreams, a lot of people come to this category to. You know, to interpret your dreams. But here I'm coming to you saying you can't interpret a dream in the natural realm. You cannot perceive it. You cannot interpret your dream. You cannot perceive what it's meaning to you in a natural way, according to what the world says. You must perceive a dream according to the divine nature in which it was given. God gives you your dreams. Believe it or not, God is the one that initiates dreams because that's the way he talks to you. And most of us don't understand that. Most of us will go through our life having dreams, not paying attention to our dreams, and we miss an awesome life that God has prepared for us. Remember that everything that you encounter is from the divine. It has nothing to do with the world around you. It has to do with what is the unseen world that you cannot see. And this is where the confusion comes in. This is where the massive confusion comes in. When you cannot perceive, when we don't perceive in the right way. Amen. We have to realize who we are. We are a special creation. We are created special for the world. We are a divine vessel. Some of you might not want to acknowledge that you are a divine vessel, that you have some divine in you, but you are a divine vessel. You are a divine vessel. You are a divine vessel. You are here on earth for a purpose because you are created for a special mission. You have gifts. You have treasures within inside you that when you share into the world, then something miraculous happens. We have to realize who we are. So I'm going to stay here in dreams, the dream category, for a while. We're going to test the waters out here. And to talk about the creative you, the creative you. You are being created. You are being created special. And in your creativity, as you're being created, you are being given creativity. Your gifts, your talents, you have been given talents that are very creative for this world. And why would anybody want to understand that? Because you have a hand, you have a part in this world. You have been put on this earth for a special role. You have a special role. Some of us don't even go into our roles. Some of us don't even get into the play or the movie or however you want to see your life. Is your life a book? Is your life a movie? Is your life like a song? We have to get into that then. We have to get into the song. We have to get into the movie. We have to get into the book. We have to participate. And again, a lot of people don't understand that, participate. What does that mean? It sounds all foreign, right? Just sounds all foreign. But again, when you look into the divine, that's when you're going to find the firm foundation. The firm foundation, and as the older generation was asking me about confidence, this is what's going to build your confidence. This is what my calling is in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, is to build a foundation for the young to go into your future with. A foundation that is going to build you confidence. And in that confidence, you're going to see your prosperity. And in that prosperity, you're going to see that you have everything, that you do not lack anything, because you're going to realize that the divine has given it to you all. This is something that the older generation is not grasping. They're not grasping that they were created to have everything. They weren't created to lack anything. They were not created to lack anything. We are not created to lack anything. And so this is my message that I bring to you young people, as well as I don't outrule anybody. Whoever is listening, young or old, you have what you need. I'm addressing the issue that you have what you need. You lack a foundation. You lack the perception. Where are you perceiving? Where is your heart? Remember what the scripture says about having where your treasures are laid up. Where is your desires laid up? Is it here on earth, or is it desiring something different? Is it desiring earthly things, earthly desire? Are you desiring things of the world, or are you desiring something that that is beyond the world? And this is where the International Child Fortress is trying to bring out, to allow people's hearts to be captured by, that we are made to go beyond the earth. Beyond the earth, beyond the world. Our feet are here, yes, on earth, but our perception does not have to be. The perception is from beyond the world. And what does that mean? It's not science fiction, no. It's not, excuse me, it's not science fiction, or it's not out of the Gremlin movie, something that just some kind of creation popped up and then it multiplies into troubles. Our perception here on earth should come from the divine, the holiness of heaven, that all good things are in our possession. All good things are in our possession. We hold all good things. We hold all good things. We have all good things in us because we were created special. And so we are created special to have a different perception than the world does. And so this is what we are about here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio with Apostle Antonia. A lot of people don't like the word apostle. It is a calling. I have a call. There's a call that I answered. Many people aren't answering their calls. The Lord has a call for all of us. Has a call for all of us. When we answer our call, then we know who we are. We know who we are, and we are confident in who we are. And so we use that word. I am an apostle. I am like Paul and James and John and Peter, a bondservant. An apostle is nothing high and mighty. I'm the least. I'm a bondservant. I'm the one that suffers. I suffer for the least of my brethren. Bondservants are servants attached to Christ Jesus. So when we're attached to Christ Jesus, we're limited. We have a limit. We have freedom. We have freedom, but we are limited. We don't go into the world anymore. We don't participate with things of the earth, things of the world. Our lives become enlarged in a divine way. I'm not limited in the things of God. I'm not limited in the things of God, but I am limited here on earth. And some people would see that as a suffering life, and it is much suffering, because when you see the next person, you know, and this is scriptural, you see people prospering, they have jobs, they have girlfriends, boyfriends, they have marriages, they have children, they have vehicles, houses, whatever you want, money in the bank, they're going on vacation. That is not, that's an illusion. This is an illusion. The reality is, you who think that you don't have anything, you have a lot, but you're not aware of what the reality is, the real realism. Realism. Realism is not having houses and cars, having all the money in the bank, and going on vacations. There's a different realism that is much more satisfying than tangible items here on earth. So when you know who you are, you start to walk in that calling. You start walking in that calling. And this is another thing that bothers my heart, that a lot of the churches are grouping everybody together, and we are not all the same. This is another reason why I believe that the Lord allowed me to say that I'm an apostle, to use that calling. Because and be open with it, because a lot of people are not open with what they are, because they have somebody else telling them what to do, or they're saying, oh no, you don't, or you're not this, you're not that, because of jealousy, because of other issues, again, perception, they aren't perceiving you in the right way. How many of you are being perceived in the wrong way? And I'm not talking about ministry-wise either. I know a lot of people called into the ministry. We all have a ministry for God, but it's not a 24/7 ministry. You know what I mean? The heart of ministry. We all have a mission to do. Let's put it that way. We're all on a mission for God. That sounds a little bit better, okay? We're on a mission for God, okay? But we're not all called into the ministry of the mission. But we are on a mission. You are on a mission. And some people will tell you, something negative, right? A negativity is, again, an illusion. If you are not hearing anything positive, then you are in illusionment. You are being illusioned. There's nothing real about what you are surrounded by. Again, these upcoming episodes are going to unfold what is real and what is not real. You are called here for a reason, and people will not see it because of jealousy, right? Jealousy, envious. That's all illusions. Nobody can be jealous of you. But the reality of it is you have something inside you that's trying to come out, and it will come out through dreams. Some of you have been having dreams, and they're real. And they're telling you something. And you have to pay more attention to them. You have to be more perceptive in the divine to see what God is trying to tell you. God is speaking to you. And again, this is what we are about here, trying to help people to perceive in the right manner, to realize that you are somebody. You are created to be somebody. Maybe you're not an elder in a church, fine and dandy, but you are called to be a servant. A servant of God. You're still, in the long run. You might not be a bond servant like I am and like others are that have the apostolic prophet calling. But you have a mission, and you have a call, and you have a call with a title. There is a call with a title. The title will identify you. And it's not always, again, you're not all is called to the fivefold. But nevertheless, I'm stressing before I close this episode out that you have been called with a mission. You are special with special gifts, with special talents. You're having dreams for a reason, and you're not perceiving them in the right way. And therefore, it brings on frustration. It brings on struggles. If this is you, please come join me here in the International Fortress, here on Blog Talk Radio, and find out what's going on with your life. There's too many people that are living in lies and deception, in illusions. Those optical illusions. I grew up with optical illusions, visions that were not real. Visions that were not real, and no one had a clue and about what was going on. And so do you ever have a person they have nothing good to say about what you're going through, but yet you're struggling because you're going through something real and you can't know what it is, and that drives you to an addiction. Most people will be driven to addictions because nobody understands them. And I'm here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, understanding you, telling you, yes, you're having a dream. God is trying to communicate with you. Yes, you're not perceiving it right. We have to perceive things as they are, as reality says they are, as the divine that they are. Everything that comes inside you is not all about the world. Yes, you're going to have some negative things, but they're warnings. You see, again, perception, perceiving. If things are coming to you in a negative way, then there should be a red flag coming up and telling you that there's something that you need to be aware of. So come, please join me in the International Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, the number is 845-241-9946. Please write it down. And you can call in and find out when I'm on, and please come in and participate. And I would like to bring answers to a lot of the questions that you are facing, a lot of the struggles that you're facing in your life right now as we're heading into the end of 2016, going into 2017. I'd like to bring a better perception on your life to head into 2017. So until next time, I am Apostle Antonia, and I say reach for the miracles because they are not fallacies. Thank you for everyone for participating in this episode that listened. I allow the Lord to convict your heart to come back again to receive some valuable information that you never was given before. So I want to thank everyone, and may God bless the rest of your day and as you head into the evening.